Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
You're listening to Pit Pass F1. My name's Michael Laminato, and this is sprint qualifying day at the 2024 Miami Grand Prix. Pit Pass F1 is brought to you by Evergreen Podcasts, and on today's episode, Max Verstappen is shocked to take sprint pole on a confusing day at the pointy end of the sprint grid. Adrian Newey is still very much the dominant off-track story, though, with the legendary designer opening up on his decision to quit Red Bull Racing. And Williams drops some big hints about the future of Logan Sargeant, and the prospect of it fielding Mercedes' young gun Andrea Kimi Antonelli. So to talk us through the first day of track action in Miami, let's hear now from Julianne Sarasoli in the F1 paddock.
Even Max Verstappen himself was surprised with his pole position, or I don't know, are we allowed to call it pole position, as his only attempt in SQ3 wasn't really great, but with everyone having only one attempt, which is actually pretty cool, I think, and I'll get there in a minute. The tires being a bit of a handful in the first sector, which is no news anyway, he was the best. If you haven't watched it, Max had a very scruffy lap, especially in the latter part of the lap. And when GP told him he was the fastest, he asked, "What happened to the others? That was horrible." It was horrible by Max's standards, but it wasn't that bad if you watch the replay. The driver closest to him was Charles Leclerc, who was actually pretty happy with his lap. And let's remember, he said after Japan, he needed to improve his qualifying, and since then he has been quicker than Sainz. And today, basically, he went straight into qualifying as he spun pretty early in FP1, the only free practice of the day, of the whole weekend, of course. But the only one who seemed to be destined for the sprint pole was Lando Norris, actually. McLaren is bringing a sizable upgrade for this race, front to back, starting with a front wing, front suspension, reprofiled side pods, floor. Very easy to spot differences. The whole upgrade is on Norris's car, and what Andrea Stella called 50% of the upgrade is on Oscar Piastri's car. But I asked Andrea exactly what was the difference, and he said floor and side pods. So I really doubt that that only counts for 50%, because those are very important parts of the car, but there you go. Piastri ended up in front of Norris, who really messed up in the first sector, but both were very far away from Verstappen. Piastri starts in 6th position and Norris only 9th position, but clearly very quick, so it could be interesting to watch them in a sprint starting at noon local time here in Miami. Daniel Ricciardo was 4th in the sprint qualifying, and he had been 5th in the SQ2, so it's not only because others didn't do a good job, he was really quick during this qualifying. Daniel has been really strong after taking the new chassis in China. The engineers say there was nothing wrong with the old one, but Daniel himself keeps saying, "Let's wait a few races, but I think I was right. There was something wrong with that chassis." The sprint will be interesting for Ricciardo as well, because he's been dropping back in the races So he's yet to nail a weekend, but it feels like a Mexico-like kind of weekend for him. Let's remember last year, he did really, really well in Mexico. So let's see what he can do. And just going back to my points from the beginning, in SQ3, there was only time for one time lap, and I quite like that. Maybe they could do a sprint qualifying with very, even shorter sessions, just to throw in something different and challenging for the drivers that is not completely random, right? So the cream will still rise to the top as it should in F1 with just a small tweak, just make everything 5 minutes or even less than that, make it 3 minutes and it will be enough, and sprint qualifying will go by really quickly and in a very chaotic kind of way. So the sprint grid is Verstappen, Leclerc, Perez, Ricciardo, Sainz, Piastri, Stroll, Alonso, so Stroll in front of Alonso, and of course Fernando said, oh, sprint means nothing, I'm only gonna have fun during the sprint, because he was out-qualified by Stroll, and Norris and Hülkenberg in the end of the top 10. So you can ask, where the hell are the Mercedes? Well, news aren't great for the Mercedes fans. They brought a new floor, a big change. So the biggest change is mainly in the underfloor, so it's something we cannot see. And Andy Schauffele was even talking about changing a little bit of the concept of the car with this new floor, but the first results weren't good. Russell was 11th and Hamilton was 12th with a big kiss on the wall. And Lewis said there were no experiments this time. They did in the last 2 years, so many experiments from one session to the other, trying new setups, completely different directions, but that is gone. Mercedes are not going to do that anymore. At least that's what Schauffele was saying. So no experiments this time. This was what they had in terms of pace. Of course, this sprint will give them more information about the car, with these upgrades and all that. And now they'll have the opportunity to change the setup for qualifying and the race, if that is the problem. But once again, Mercedes brings something that doesn't work. So the numbers work in the factory, but then in real life, it doesn't. And I think Schaub didn't really like my question when I asked if the engineering team feels Toto is giving like a vote of confidence for them by not entering the whole Adrian Newey chase. He was a bit like, oh, we did have some difficulties in the past 18 months. I think it's a little bit more than that right now. But we are a good team. We are confident. We are taking the right directions, the right steps. So let's see how the rest of the weekend goes for them. Speaking about Mr. Newey, he was in the paddock today. He did a speech to the Red Bull team inside the garage, and he also spoke with some colleagues of the media. The best quote was, as Forrest Gump, I am feeling a bit tired, which is in line with what Christian Horner was saying when asked what he thinks is next for Adrian. He said Adrian will probably do nothing for a while and recharge the batteries. But anyone who knows Adrian can't really see him just being away for too long. So let's see how long it takes for him to feel less tired. Maybe he will slow down in the next few months and get ready for another chapter already next year. Will he need more time? Well, we have to wait and see. But one interesting point was him saying money is not an issue. So I guess that was a clear message to Lawrence Stroll, who's got a lot of money, of course, that a big offer is not what will make the difference for him, for his choice. Another big story of the day was Kimi Antonelli, and someone is hiding something, or is not being completely truthful, let's put it that way. The story is, the FIA said they had been approached in order to give Antonelli a super license before he turns 18 so he can compete in F1. So he's got the super license points already because he won F4 in Italy, F4 in Germany in the same year, and also Freca. but he only turned 18 on the day of the Dutch Grand Prix. But who requested this? Mercedes said it wasn't me. He is, of course, a Mercedes driver. Williams, so the team which would have Antonelli if he could race this year. Well, James Vowles didn't say directly it wasn't them, but he said he hasn't even spoken with Antonelli since Abu Dhabi, so since last year. So will this license be granted before he turns 18? Who knows, because it depends on the FIA. Anything could happen with the FIA. Let's remember, we had the same with Herta being denied the license, but that was a slightly different case because he didn't have enough points. Antonelli has the points, so we don't know whose decision it was at the time, but what we do remember from that is that it took a good few weeks for them to decide. So Antonelli definitely is not going to be in the car in Imola. That was never on the cards from what we heard today, but wouldn't it be great for him to have his first race in Monza when he's finally 18 in front of his home crowd? Again, as much as Williams would be happy to take Antonelli tomorrow, they are also focused on the future in the longer term. And Vowles confirmed they are talking to several drivers and want to hire someone for at least 2 years to give the team some stability, hopefully with Alex Albon on board as well. And there are some good experienced drivers on the market, such as both Alpini drivers, maybe Joe with an interesting market, and so on. And you can be asking, but what has Antonelli actually done? Apparently, Mercedes are really, really impressed with what they've seen so far in both tests he did with the F1 car, the 21 car, and also the 22 car. And of course, they have a vacancy to fill, don't they? The initial plan was for him to do 2025 with Williams and 2026 with Mercedes. But of course, we know Lewis Hamilton had other plans. And that's how we got to this point. Does it sound a bit crazy? Yes, and it probably is a little bit crazy. But engineers, they focus a lot on data. So I'm pretty sure they are seeing something really special in Kimi Antonelli. So that's it from me for this Friday in Miami. I'm heading to a promoter event at the Graffiti Museum in Miami, which should be really cool. And tomorrow is a long day with the sprint and the quali for the race.
That was Julianne Cerasoli, who'll be bringing you the latest from the Miami paddock all this weekend. You can find more from Zhu on social media. Just check the link in the show description. And you can stay up to date throughout the Miami Grand Prix by subscribing to Pit Pass F1 wherever you get your favourite podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, we'd love it if you could leave us a rating and a review. You can also find us at pitpassmotorsports.com, where you can check out the Pit Pass Motorsports blog, powered by Podium Life, featuring racing articles and motorsport industry news. Pit Pass F1 is an evergreen podcast. My name's Michael Laminato, and we'll be back with the sprint and Grand Prix qualifying tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.